Joining us now by phone is Lissa Radke, U.S. coordinator with the Lake Superior Binational Forum. Lissa joins us from her office at the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hello, Lissa.
Hey, good morning, Joey, and Happy New Year, even though it's been a couple weeks, but it's great to talk to you the first show in the new year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us. So can we start off, would you tell us a little bit about what the forum did for Lake Superior and the people that are affected by it before the funding cuts took place?
Sure. Well, we originally were formed by diverse stakeholders all around the lake back in 1992. And in 1993, the U.S. government and the Canadian federal government both pitched in to help support this group, whose main purpose was to serve as the link between all of us who use the lake and all those folks in offices in Ottawa and Washington, D.C. and Chicago that manage those lake resources. So we tried to get information about how governments were managing the lake to the lake users and comments on how the lake users wanted their land managed back to the managers. We also did a lot of outreach programs. We launched a Lake Superior Day and Environmental Stewardship Awards program. We had many, many open public meetings, webinars, an electronic newsletter, and the Friends of the Lake group to allow people to learn more about Lake Superior and then take action on things that were important to them. So for the last 22 years, we were really active and the only basin-wide group that was working all around the lake on different issues. There's many, many terrific regional groups working on specific areas around the lake and specific issues, but we were able to have the luxury of looking at the lake as a whole and really promoting things basin-wide.
And the last time we spoke, we talked about some funding changes that have occurred recently. Can you tell us about the impact those changes will have?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, we were funded continuously with grants from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and we were delighted with that. And the EPA has been a good champion, of course, for the lake and a good caretaker of the lake. But we were told that the funding that is appropriated by Congress every year in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or many people hear it called GLRI, that the priorities for how to use that funding were really shifting only to cleanup of toxic hotspots, such as down in the the St. Louis River in Duluth, and restorations of impaired or damaged areas, such as wetlands that have been damaged in one way or another. And so the EPA really decided on its own to change the focus from doing outreach and education and supporting these stakeholder groups to doing just cleanup and restoration. And so they basically eliminated all the funding options for the five Great Lakes stakeholder groups. Each Great Lake has a group like ours, and EPA said they just would no longer support those. So it really threw us into a tizzy. We found that out right before Thanksgiving, and in 2 months later, we are coming up with some new solutions, and we're really going to ask for folks who care about the lake to lean in and help us out if they can.
And what are forum members doing to regroup and maintain the many successful programs?
Well, we really want to try and maintain those programs through a not-for-profit group. Originally, as I mentioned, we were supported by government grants and funding, and that supported all of our activities. And now we're on our own trying to find sources of income, as many not-for-profits do. Maybe we'll have a membership for folks who want to join our Friends of the Lake program. We're looking at sponsorships from businesses that use the lake. We're looking at underwriting some of our really popular programs like Lake Superior Day, and we'll very likely be following up on grants from other state and federal and maybe tribal agencies and governments. So we're having to reinvent ourselves, but we heard really loudly and clearly when people found out that our funding was cut that they wanted some sort of lake-wide group and they liked the programs we had and hoped that we continue them in some way. So that's what we're doing now. We're asking folks to go to our website at superiorforum.org. And we've got on our homepage some ideas. We're going to add some more today and tomorrow, but We've got some ideas for what we can do. If you have a comment for the EPA on whether you want a group like this or whether you support the EPA decision, however you want to give comments to the EPA, we've got some contact names and addresses there for you to give your opinions. We'd love you to go to our Facebook page and friend us on Facebook, where you can keep up to date with what we're doing. And of course, you could become a Friends of the Lake member right now at superiorforum.org. We call it the Lake Superior Stewards. We're going to change that a little bit to Friends of Lake Superior. And then also, we are, because we work basin-wide, we're looking for folks from the North Shore and the Grand Marais area to lend us your expertise. If you have skills that you think we could use as we build this new group, we would love for you to email us at binationalforum@northland.edu. If you want to help us raise funds or help us make contacts with folks who you think might support us, we're open to those suggestions and your energy and enthusiasm. So we don't feel that we're ready to just quit and leave the whole Lake Superior arena of outreach yet, but we're really going to need all hands on deck to help us move into this next iteration of the group.
We are talking with Lissa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum. For more information about the forum and issues affecting Lake Superior Basin, visit superiorforum.org. Lissa, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I really have appreciated all these years the support from WTIP, and thank you for the fantastic interview you did with me and my members that's up on your website under the Lake Superior Project. Regardless of what happens to the forum, WTIP is a huge advocate for Lake Superior, and your Lake Superior radio series is just outstanding. So we have been really happy to work with partners like you guys.
We appreciate the kind words, and we appreciate you joining us monthly here on WTIP with the updates. We wish you luck in your new formation of this Lake Superior Friends Group. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joey. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.